Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Coal mining is the most dangerous work in our land today.
Journalist Vita Ponikvar earned the name Iron Lady because of her commitment to issues along Minnesota's Iron Range. She wrote for the Chisholm Free Press beginning in 1946, covering the lives of miners, the environment, and politics for 49 years. Vita's passion for news started when her father, an immigrant to Minnesota from Slovenia, experienced tragedy on the job.
When she was a child, one of her earliest memories was her father crying because he had cradled a dying miner in his arms.
That's writer and reporter Brett Amott, who produced a documentary about Vita. Vita realized what a powerful force a newspaper could be in the community. She penned more than 4,000 articles about events that shaped her region, including the 1964 Taconite Amendment, which limited taxation on taconite and nickel mining, and the 1978 signing of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness Act.
She would buck the mining companies, which a lot of people wouldn't do, and she was going to do it through the pulpit of her newspaper, the Chisholm Free Press.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.